T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill, obviously this was a very contentious meeting, so to say, even though the developers and the attorneys had a chance to talk about AL asphalt. A lot of people here in the community obviously are really upset. The planning board, you guys said at the offset that you're not going to take political sides on this. So the question is, what is next?
Well, we're still going through our process. The biggest thing that we mentioned today that we're doing, we're in the process of hiring our own experts to do hopefully independent emission studies and odor studies. If at the very least look at the studies that the applicant did and give us an independent opinion about those studies, so we can have good information to make a decision.
I talked with Corey out there right after they finished, all of us did, and I had asked him about this idea of, okay, you want to bring in an outside expert to do something on it. This kind of, from the outside, looks like a delay tactic by the planning board, is it?
No, it's, we have to make a decision that's good for the community, and we're not engineers. So we want somebody to help us understand this process. And we do that routinely, where the town's got engineers that will consult about different drainage issues and things. So that's a process that we generally use. We don't make decisions till we feel comfortable that we know what's going on. And not being an expert on air pollution or emissions or odors, I'm not comfortable making a decision until I feel like I know everything that's going on with it.
So what's this outside expert going to do then?
It's still up in the air. We haven't hired anybody yet. My ideal wish list would be they would do their own study that we'd compare with the study the applicant did. But I don't know if we're going to have the budget or the time for that. So at the very least, they'll help us interpret the applicant study.
Will there be a vote on October 16th?
Unlikely.
They said a couple times throughout today's meeting that they are expressly permitted to be in use in that zoning section. Is that accurate?
Well, it's in an M3 zone. This is a use. It's a permitted use in M3 zone. That's not the final consideration that we have. Yeah, it's one of the considerations, and it, you know, frankly, they're right. It is a big consideration because it is permissible in an M3 zone, and it is M3 zoned.
You have a month until the next meeting, and you just said you won't make a decision October 16th. But how long will it take you to find somebody, you're meeting with the town board on Monday to pay for it, and have that consultant do the study? Can you do it in a month, or do you just need more time than that?
I don't think we'd be able to do it in a month. We might be able to. We're still in the process of, I've contacted a few people that might be capable of doing it, so I'm really early in that process. I don't think I would have a study in a month.
When was the last time the planning board hired an outside consultant?
Well, we do it routinely with cell towers. So the last item on the agenda today was a cell tower, and we had an outside consultant for that.
But so, when was the last time you did it on a project like this?
I wouldn't be able to. I don't know that we have since I've been on the board, and it'll be 6 years at the end of this year.
What factors would there be that would cause the planning board to say no to AL asphalt?
Because we're still considering what's going on, I don't really want to answer that. We're going to go through our process. We're going to look at the town code. We're going to look at the comprehensive plan. And we're going to make a decision based on the factors that we make our decisions on. That's seeker laws.
Corey had told us that judicial recourse would be a possibility if you guys said no. I know you're not committing one way or another right now, but do you worry about litigation if it were to happen?
No. No, I mean, Drew has said it multiple times that I think since he's been our consultant, I don't know that anybody's even sued us, but we definitely haven't lost any lawsuits. By going through the process that we're going through, I know it takes time, but it means that we get to the right answer, so I'm not worried what would happen in court.
Are you surprised at all by the reaction from community members who showed up continuously and expressed their concern?
The volume was a little bit higher than expected. We've had a lot of projects that have been contentious in the past, but you know, this is the first time you guys have been here. So it is a little bit surprising, but it doesn't factor into our ultimate decision.
But obviously this thing's been all over social media. You probably can't go to Tim Hortons without somebody commenting to you about it.
That's true, but we have that happen other times too. I mean, this one, a larger portion of the town is involved, but in other projects, people are just as passionate. They're just in smaller communities, so we get that in other projects too, where we're out in the community and people are commenting to us on projects.
Corey said that an awful lot of the stuff on social media is wrong. I have no idea if you pay much attention to social media, but if you do, is it wrong?
Every once in a while, some things come out wrong. I don't know. I heard the news outlets reported we were going to vote today, and we didn't vote today, and I don't know where they would have heard that. Other stuff about moving the location and different things haven't been correct. As far as certain factors that people put on social media that they want to have influence our decision, I don't know if those are right or wrong. I try and stay out of it as much as I can, but you see it. It gets to you. So.
Is there a timeline that you would have to make the decision by?
At this point in time, with what our determination is, the seeker, as it being unlisted action, it's not the 62-day timeline that the applicant mentioned. I am aware of that timeline, and that's going to factor into our process. But for right now, we don't have ourselves on a timeline. If after consulting our attorney we want to change that, maybe we will, but as of today, we're not on a timeline.
But actually, your timeline really is sometime in the spring, because they can't possibly get the place up and running before the blacktop season runs out.
I think the applicant answered that question, and I asked that question, and the applicant answered it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.